KQED.
You might expect a pediatrician to wear Dr. Seuss neckties, and these days even write a blog filled with nuggets of insight and resources for parents. What you might not expect is a doctor with a pinstripe past on Wall Street. Our series about big, life-changing decisions called Turning Points continues with this profile from Tara Seiler.
Welcome to my office.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
My name is Wolf Nedulman, and I'm a behavioral pediatrician here in Berkeley, California. I have my own practice here where I see everybody from newborns for their regular pediatric care to teenagers who are having some trouble, whether it's in their behavior or in how happy they are. So how was last night, you guys?
Tough.
Ooh, last night was a little
She really wanted to eat. Non-stop. I mean, she would not stop eating and pooping.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I warned you, she seemed like a creative genius.
Yes, she is a creative genius.
Prior to my medical training, I was a businessman. I was in the financial field for many years. I had a real full prior career. I worked for a wonderful company called Salomon Brothers, which was located in the heart of Wall Street in New York, and gradually became more involved in the trading and invention of what would now be called derivative securities.
Yep, you heard right, derivative securities, one of those frightening financial terms like toxic assets that's been in the news since the economy started tanking. But his Wall Street life was some 20 years ago, before these became bad words. So why would someone pulling in a high six-figure income suddenly decide to go to medical school and choose pediatrics?
I really was looking for a lower-paying, lower-prestige profession.
But seriously?
In fact, what had happened was a confluence of factors, and I think that this may be true for other people's lives as well. I started to get old enough that my friends were having children. And so for the first time, I really had personal contact with babies and with young children, and found those contacts to be wonderfully fulfilling. I also found out I was good at it in a visceral way.
Okay, little one. Okay. There you go. Come on, bud. Okay, sweet one.
At the same time, the golden handcuffs, as they say, that keep people employed because they can't earn as much money elsewhere, they had less and less of a hold on me. It didn't become as important a measure of my own fulfillment and success. Now, I'd been working on Wall Street for about 10 years at this point, and the more senior you get, the more advanced you get in a company or in a field, the less money becomes an issue and the more the internal politics and positioning yourself career-wise becomes important. And those were skills I was not very good at. And in addition to that, I wasn't really interested in becoming good at.
Still, it seems scary just to switch careers and go back to school.
Terrifying? Yes, it was terrifying, the prospect of being there, being a student again with people 13 years my junior, all of whom were, you know, excellent science students and had just come out of college, was all pretty scary to me. I had to hide it from my parents. They were both aghast. And, yeah, they thought I was crazy.
But Dr. Nedulman had amassed enough of a nest egg to pay his medical school tuition and support himself. But the nest egg is gone now.
Obviously, I miss making the money. You know, let's be clear on that. At this point, boy, I look back and I think, gosh, just 1 year would really help me out. So I do look wistfully back on that. I'm working at least as many hours. I rent a small apartment. It's sometimes tough to get by. But every single day, with no exceptions, I can't wait to get to work. And I get hugs at work. And there aren't many people who get that. I get letters from kids. And I make people feel better.
Come to me.
I improve children's lives.
Yeah.
And
we're friends.
I just can't imagine something more fulfilling than that. I know. You're a good girl.
Yeah, you're a good girl. Come on, let's go for a walk.
We want to hear about your own turning point. Tell us on our website, californiareport.org, where you can listen to last week's episode in this series.